Chapter 8, Through the Gate. Suffer the little children to come unto me. Mark 10, verse 14. Who is there? I saw Christiana, Mercy, and the boys walking on the way. They were on the way to the little gate. When they came there, they looked at each other for a moment and questioned, "How must you actually call? And what must you say to the man who will open?" They agreed that Christiana would knock. She was the oldest, and if she would be allowed to enter, she would ask if the other ones could enter too. Christiana began to knock. Nothing happened. She knocked again, just like her poor husband did, but there was no answer. Suddenly they heard fierce barking. A dog, a very big dog, was coming. The women and children became very afraid. For a while they did not dare do anything. Oh, what if that mean dog would attack them? Oh, what should they do? They did not dare to knock any more. Should they go back then? No, that was impossible. Maybe the keeper of the gate might see it, and if he would see them just leaving, then he might become angry. Thus many thoughts ran through their mind. Finally they knocked again. "Who is there?" the voice of the keeper of the gate sounded. The dog immediately stopped barking. Then the keeper of the gate opened the door. Christiana bowed deeply. "Our Lord, be not angry with us for knocking at thy princely gate." "Where do you come from, and what would you like?" the keeper of the gate wanted to know. "We came from the same place as Christian," Christiana answered. "We received the same message as my husband, for we had to come to this little gate too. We are here to ask thee if we may please enter. Oh, we know, if this is allowed, it is by grace only." And she continued, "Thou also asked who I was. I am Christiana, the wife of Christian, who is now above." "What?" the keeper of the gate called out, surprised. "Did you also become a traveler to the city which is above, you who hated this before?" Christiana bowed her head. "Yes, it is true, and these my dear children also." The keeper of the gate now took her by the hand and let her come inside. He also said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me." When Christiana and the children were inside, he closed the gate again. "Come quickly," he called to a trumpeter who stood on the gate. "Come and blow your trumpet. Let Christiana hear she is welcome. Let the shouting and the sound of the trumpet be heard." The man obeyed immediately, and a little later the beautiful tones sounded through the air. Mercy also? But all that time, Mercy still stood outside the gate. She trembled with fear and began to cry. Would she not be allowed to enter in? Would the Lord not want to have her? Would he reject her? Of course, Christiana thought of Mercy. When she and her boys were inside, she pleaded for her right away. "Ah, my Lord, my friend is still standing outside. She came with me and believed the same message as me, and now she is afraid that she may not enter. She thinks she was not called by the king." "Not called? No, for she continually looked at how I was called. My husband's king called me. He sent someone to me with a letter, but she cannot tell of this." In the meantime, Mercy became impatient. Every minute seemed to be an hour. Oh, did she really have to stay outside? She began to knock at the door very loudly, so very loud that it even scared Christiana. She was not able to plead for her anymore. "Who is there?" the keeper of the gate wanted to know. "That is my friend," Christiana cried out. Now the keeper of the gate opened the gate. He looked, but no one was standing there. Then he saw the young woman lying on the ground. She had fainted. She was so afraid that the gate would not be opened for her. He immediately took her by the hand. "Damsel, I say unto thee, arise." "Oh, sir," she moaned, "I cannot, for there is hardly any life in me." "Listen," the man said. "Jonah experienced this once too, but do you know what he then said? I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee." Jonah began to pray. "Be not afraid. Come, stand up again. Tell me, why did you come here?" "For something that is not for me anyway," Mercy whispered. "I have never been invited like my friend. She was asked by the king himself, but I only came here because of my friend. Therefore, I am afraid it is impudent what I am doing." "Did Christiana ask you to come here?" the keeper of the gate asked. Mercy nodded. "Yes, and as thou seest, I have come here. Is there still grace to spare? Is there still forgiveness for my sins? Oh, I beg thee, if there still is, then may I receive it?" Again he took her by the hand. Kindly and gently he brought her inside. "I pray for every one who believes in me. It does not matter how you come," he said. The keeper of the gate looked around a moment. "Get me something," he told a few people who were standing by him. "Give it to her to smell. She will feel better by it, for she is still weak." A little later, they stood by her with a little bag of myrrh. Mercy smelled it. How good! It did not take long before she was completely revived again. Forgiveness through his word. Christiana, her sons, and Mercy were inside. The Lord himself received them. He spoke kind words to them. Oh, how good he was for them! How much sorrow they now felt about their sins. And they also told him this: "We are sorry for our sins, O our Lord. We beg thee for forgiveness. We need thee so much. Art thou willing to tell us what we must do now?" "I grant you forgiveness of sins," the keeper of the gate said. "First, I promise it with my words. Afterwards, I will grant it by showing you everything I did for you. But that will happen later. I will show you what it has cost me a little later. Then you will understand how I took care of forgiveness. But first, accept it from my lips with a kiss." In my dream, I saw that he told them many things. It was impossible to tell how glad they were. He also brought them upon the wall above the gate. There he showed them how they were saved. Now they could see it from a distance. "What you see now, you will soon see again, but then it will be from close by. How comforting that will be." Explanation. When the Lord Jesus was on earth, he said, "Enter ye in at the strait gate." So it is necessary that we enter through a strait or narrow gate. What is meant with this gate? With this, the Lord wants to teach us in which way we can enter eternal life. If we want to go through this gate, we must let go of our sinful life. After this, it is necessary that we, as a lost sinner, beg the Lord if he will open the way to him. We cannot open that gate. We closed it by our sins, and now we deserve that God will let us stand outside forever. But what happens when you feel in your heart that you cannot live without the Lord anymore? What do you do when the Lord points out the way to the gate to you? Then you will start calling. You will beg if the Lord will open a way. Then you will feel that you cannot open that door yourself anymore. The need will become very great. By this, the wonder will become very great also, for the Lord will not let poor lost sinners stand outside. He will open the gate. How can this be? How can it be that there is a way in which one can be saved? That is because God wants it. He wanted his name to be exalted. He chose a people which must be saved. He wanted a way back for these people. And that way is the Lord Jesus. He is the Savior. He it is who will open the gate. The man who opened the gate first asked, "Where did you come from and what would you like?" The Lord still does the same today. It is necessary that we continue to see who we are and where we come from. We all come from paradise and ended up in the city of destruction. Do children also enter the gate? Yes. The Lord Jesus said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me." Do count on it, though, that the devil will try to make you afraid. He does not want you to beg the Lord to open the gate. He is like that mean dog. But did you also notice when the dog stopped barking? The dog stopped when the Lord began to speak. Do you now see who is king? God's children do not all enter the gate at the same time. Mercy entered later than Christiana. Oh, how great was Mercy's need. She was a young woman who always did much for other people. She did that because she received love from the Lord. But when she stood in front of the gate, she had no strength left. Then her work was finished. She could not merit heaven with her good works. She also learned, "It is through thee alone, because of thy eternal good pleasure." The Lord took good care of her. She received myrrh. With this is meant the love of the Lord. When you receive something of this, you will receive new strength. Together they received even more. They received forgiveness through the word. This means that the Lord speaks in the heart that he forgives sin. What an eternal great wonder this is. But there was more to learn. Later the Lord would show what it cost him to be able to forgive sin. It cost the suffering and death of the Lord Jesus. What a wonder it may be if you may also learn to know the forgiveness of sins.